If American troops invade Iraq, the Pentagon says it will invite hundreds of journalists to cover the front line. The idea is to have reporters chronicle battlefield casualties to counteract Saddam Hussein's expected propaganda, though, as the media has learned from past conflicts, the U.S. military can also engage in plenty of spin. Distrust has festered between the military and the press since the Vietnam War, so the decision to hold week-long training camps for reporters is a big departure. NPR's John Burnett attended a session at Fort Benning, Georgia, and sent this postcard.
The Media Boot Camp was an opportunity for 60 print, TV, and radio reporters to experience what they might encounter if they are embedded with the infantry as it storms Iraq. The first morning of the first day indicated this would be no ordinary workshop. We walked up on a soldier writhing on the ground, his right hand clutching a bloody rubber stump. The scenario? The landmine he was trying to disarm exploded and blew off his hand. It was up to four nervous reporters to use their combat first aid training to stop the bleeding until a real medic arrived.
Are you okay? Where does it hurt? Do you know where you are?
In addition to practical exercises, Fort Benning, the home of the infantry, put on lots of splashy demonstrations of firepower. A platoon of scowling, battle-ready soldiers charged out of a cloud of purple and green smoke.
Ladies and gentlemen, they remain persuasive in peace and invincible in war. The ultimate defense of America's interests around the world.
Kill!
Later in the week, at an artillery range, in a sort of combat rock opera, a Bradley fighting vehicle and an M1 Abrams tank took turns annihilating a dummy tank to the tune of George Thorogood's Bad to the Bone. The military's media boot camps seek to instruct desk-bound journalists how to stay out of the way and stay safe on the battlefield. For example, at Lawson Army Airfield, we were drilled on how to safely climb on and off of a Black Hawk helicopter, the Army's most common transport to hot LZs, or landing zones.
And the reason you approach the 9 o'clock or the 90-degree angles off, that's the highest point of the blades. If we're out on LZs, there's any kind of slopes, anything like that, the blades can reach as low as 3-4 feet off the ground. And everybody here is taller than that, so that'd be bad.
Journalists practiced landmine detection, land navigation, individual camouflage, and the low belly crawl, also handy with assignment editors. In one exercise, reporters learned how to move with the squad that comes under hostile fire.
Soldiers and embedded reporter immediately assume nearest cover and concealed positions. Soldiers simultaneously return fire in the direction of contact.
When asked whether maneuvers practiced in the piney woods of Georgia are applicable in the deserts of Iraq, the instructors smiled and repeated what they were told to say. We can't talk about hypotheticals.
Alpha team, bow back!
Our escorts for the week were mostly Army drill sergeants who looked the part with shaved heads, bull necks, and wide-brimmed campaign hats. Accustomed to exerting what they call total control over buck privates, they compared supervising correspondents to herding cats.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, if we can get you to move a little bit faster, so that way you can actually see what will happen to you.
An entire afternoon was devoted to NBC, Nuclear, Biological, and Chemical Protection. We learned how to don protective suits and masks and stab nerve agent antidote into our hips. The culmination of NBC training was a confidence-building exercise. We practiced clearing and resealing our masks inside a room filled with highly concentrated tear gas. Then we took off the mask and hood inside the gas chamber. An experience few will soon forget.
Hands up, don't rub your face.
Up the hill. Open up your eyes. Hold your arms out.
There's a trade-off to embedding with the military. On the one hand, a journalist may get intimate access to see and hear the soldiers who fight America's wars. On the flip side, the reporter only sees what the battalion sees, which may be a small battle in a large war. One veteran war correspondent warned us of the greatest threat. After spending weeks with the same soldiers under harsh conditions, he said a journalist must remain independent and always remember, I'm not one of them. John Burnett, NPR News, Fort Benning, Georgia.